Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating. Preoperative history and physical on patient Muniz, M-U-N-I-Z, first name Rob, R-O-B-E-R-T. The date of birth, 05-11-1970. Date of evaluation, 01-18-2013. The referring physician is Dr. Warren Strudwick. The source of information, patient and limited records. The HPI, the patient is a 42-year-old male with history of right shoulder injury who is scheduled for surgery, period. The HPI, the patient is employed by the Oakland Police Department and injured his right shoulder on July 25th, 2012, period. He originally was evaluated at Summit Medical Center, where he was told that he had a separated AC joint, period. This was followed by a referral to Concentra and 12 weeks off physical therapy, period. The patient subsequently underwent a MRI, which revealed a tear, period. The patient was felt to require surgery, at which time he was referred to Dr. Warren Strudwick and subsequently to my office for further evaluation, period. The patient does have a history of possible myocardial infarction, period. He had presented to the Summit Medical Center on transfer from Kaiser in November of 2010 when he presented with chest pain, period. At that time, he was noted to have elevation of his SD segments in the inferior wall, period. These later normalized, period. The patient underwent cardiac catheterization and was found to have normal coronaries, period. It was at one point felt that he had Takotsubo's syndrome, period. He has had no recent chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Past medical history includes myocardial infarction, as noted in November of 2010, two, findings of Takotsubo syndrome, three, asthma, next number, diverticulitis, next number, sleep apnea, maintained on CPAP. His allergies, penicillin, number two, Vicodin. Next number, he has food allergies and has anaphylaxis secondary to peanuts, period. The family history, his paternal grandfather had prostate cancer, paternal aunt with diabetes, mother with diabetes. The social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Past surgical history, he had a deviated septal repair in October of 2011. He describes having a right eye enucleation in January of 1998 and having a prosthetic right eye, period. His initial surgery was at Alameda County Hospital and subsequently transferred to UCSF for further surgery to include the enucleation, period. His initial right eye injury was a result of a projectile striking him in the eye during a training exercise period. B, review of systems, constitutional. He has had no fever or chills. Skin, he describes having a rash and eczema. Head, unremarkable. Eyes, he has prosthetic right eyes. Ears, normal. Nose, he has history of deviated septum surgery in October 2011. Mouth, unremarkable. Neck, normal. Respiratory, he describes having history of asthma. Cardiac, as per HPI, vascular, unremarkable. Gastrointestinal, he has history of diverticulitis in October 2012. Genitourinary, no frequency, urgency, or dysuria. Male reproductive, unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, as noted, he has a right shoulder injury, which resulted from a work-related fall, period. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 129 over 83, pulse of 109, respiratory rate of 18. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. He is accompanied by his significant other. Skin reveals a right arm tattoo, H-E-E-N-T, head is atraumatic, normocephalic, the right arm prosthesis is noted to be present, sclera is otherwise unremarkable, neck supple, no adenopathy, there is no thyroidomegaly present. The chest is clear to auscultation, cardiovascular regular rate and rhythm with normal S1 and S2. There is no S3 or S4. Gastrointestinal bowel signs are noted to be normally active. No masses or tenderness noted. Back, no costal vertebral angle tenderness is noted. The right shoulder demonstrates severely decreased range of motion on all passive exercise to include abduction, external rotation, and adduction period. The neuro is non-focal. The ECG demonstrates a sinus rhythm of 112 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The sodium 138, potassium 3.7, chloride 100, bicarb 24, BUN 14, creatinine 0.97. The white cell count 13.6. Hemoglobin 16.1, platelets 322. Your analysis reveals a specific gravity of 1.024 and is otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 42-year-old male with history of right shoulder injury who is scheduled for surgery to include right shoulder arthroscopy, SLAP repair, possible rotator cuff repair, period. He has history of myocardial infarction and Takotsubo syndrome, period. The patient on cardiac catheterization was noted to have normal coronaries, and since his initial workup, his left ventricular function has normalized, period. He was noted to be slightly tachycardic on his initial evaluation, his medication, hydrochlorothiazide, was discontinued, and the patient was placed on verapamil. SR-180, 1 PO daily. On follow-up, his blood pressure remained controlled, period. His blood pressure on January 25th was noted to be 122/72 and a pulse rate of 86, period. The patient is therefore medically cleared for a surgery, period. An addendum. Medications patient currently takes include Pro-HFA, 90 micrograms, take 2 puffs Q4 to 6 PRN, Doxepin, 10 milligrams, take 2 to 5 tabs HS-PRN, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams on daily, clobetasol, propionate, C-L-O-B-E-T-A-S-O-L, propionate, 0.05%. Topical, apply BAD, mometasone, M-O-M-E-T-A-S-O-N-E, fumarate, 0.1%, ointment, apply daily. Clobetasol, 0.05%, ointment, apply PID. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, was discontinued. Dulera, 100 milligrams, take 2 inhalations, PID. Fluticasone, F-L-U-T-I-C-A-S-O-N-E, nasal spray, 1 to 2 inhalations each nostril daily. Verapamil, SR-180, 1 PO daily. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on Muniz.